Giants baseball coming up. We're joined by Nick Pecoro of the Arizona Republic. Nick covers the Arizona Diamondbacks. Nick, we're off to an interesting 2018. The Diamondbacks look absolutely terrific, good pitching. But I want to get your take on the National League West and what you see so far.
Well, I think it's probably a little bit too early to read into too much of this, right? I mean, it seems like the Giants are really banged up and haven't totally been able to get over the hump with those injuries. The Diamondbacks are banged up and have. And then the Rockies seem like a pretty healthy club. I think I maybe mentioned this the last time I was on with you. I am not crazy about their lineup still. I just don't think there's a lot of depth to that lineup other than, once you get past Blackman and LeMahieu and Arenado, I don't think there's too many guys that just scare you. I think they can be pitched to. And I don't love their outfield defense, but they have some good arms on that staff. It looks like it's going to be another long year for the Padres, doesn't it?
I would say so. They're scrappy, but boy, you got to win games. That's the story of Major League Baseball. Torey Lovullo, his second year as manager of Diamondbacks, he's got the team playing well, and then he got into a big beef. What happened?
Oh, geez. Well, he didn't like some of the calls that were happening in St. Louis over the weekend. There were some pitches down in the zone in particular in that Sunday finale, and Yadi Molina kept bringing them back up and kept getting them called strikes. And he went out there to argue after A.J. Pollock was debating with the umpire, and he used a word to describe Yadi Molina. He didn't mean it as an insult. He just kind of meant it as, like, you know, this guy, you know, this SOB, that sort of thing. And he didn't say SOB, but Yadi took it the wrong way, and, you know, it got a little ugly from there. But Torey realizes that it was a really poor choice of words. I think it was one of those words where, depending on the audience, like, it might not be insulting, but he looked back on it and said, like, he could understand totally why Molina, you know, took it that way. And he was suspended, sat out that game on Tuesday night against the Giants, and I think he's ready to move on.
Diamondbacks look like they have the best pitching in the division, and pitching generally wins. They're off to a very good start on the mound.
Yeah, they really are. It's a couple of guys that, you know, maybe you wouldn't have expected to be quite this good that have looked the best, and that's Patrick Corbin and Zach Godley. And, you know, we saw him against the Giants the first 2 days of this series, just tremendous secondary stuff. Both of them have very good breaking balls. Corbin has this slider, but you can also kind of, you know, take a little bit off of it, and it looks a little bit more like a curveball at times. And then Godley has this curveball that you know, the Giants hitters were talking about looking like a cutter the other night. It's a pretty impressive pitch. It ranks right up there in my mind with some of the best breaking balls in the league, like Corey Kluber, Lance McCullers. It's a really good pitch. If he can keep throwing strikes, this is a guy that could be, you know, kind of popping up onto the scene among, you know, the majors as one of baseball's best pitchers. But, you know, he's got a long way to go. But if he can continue throwing strikes, I think he's got a shot.
Nick Pecoro, nice to have him with us, Arizona Republic. Nick, bullpens are so important. The Giants really realize it with their starters not being able to go really past six innings with all the injuries. But the Diamondbacks bullpen, names that you don't really associate with the great closers of the game, but they've got a lot of options, and they don't need that many innings out of the bullpen.
I think that's the key part, and you just said it, and that was a key last season as well. The rotation was really solid. I think it had the second-best rotation ERA in the majors, in the National League. And you kind of looked at that bullpen, and you wondered how they were getting guys out, but they wound up having the second-best bullpen ERA in the National League, and it had a lot to do with that. I agree with you. I think it's not a typical bullpen for 2018 in the major leagues, in that Archie Bradley is really the only guy with plus stuff in terms of velocity. Everybody else is kind of low 90s. Some of the left-handers don't even throw that hard. I don't know. I'm a little bit concerned beyond Bradley, Hirano, and Boxberger. Those are the three guys that they kind of go to when they have the lead. The rest of the bullpen, you're not feeling so good about when they're coming into the game. You saw that on Tuesday night with the Giants able to score some runs against that kind of soft underbelly. They're still missing Randall Delgado. He's on a rehab assignment. They've got some other guys down in the minors that we're expecting to be back up at some point this season. So this bullpen is certainly a work in progress. But it's been, you know, by and large, it's been great so far, just like the rest of the staff.
Yeah, and unknowns, but they're getting it done. What about Steven Souza? When do we see him back?
I don't know. They were thinking he was going to be back when the homestand begins, but that doesn't look like it's going to happen. He had a little bit of a setback the other day. I would imagine that probably pushes his return back for at least 2 weeks.
Well, the National League West, you never know what's going to happen, but the Diamondbacks so far, I like their pitching. What can I tell you?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing you got to like the most. I mean, and look, I guess I forgot to even mention the Dodgers when you asked me that question at first. They have a great staff, too. I think that both clubs have, you know, they're kind of similar, right? I mean, they're built around their rotations. Some questions maybe in the bullpen. It looks like Kenley Jansen's got himself back on track. But we saw some maybe cracks in the armor in that bullpen when the Dodgers were in town earlier. We'll see how it stands up over, you know, not just the long season, but even in the short term. There's really just not enough. There just hasn't been enough games played yet to really read too much into it.
Well, that's the story of April baseball. You just try to figure out who you are. So, Nick, thank you so much. Pleasure, and we'll catch up with you. Nick Ripocoro, Arizona Republic. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, more coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.